News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, hour two is beginning. We're starting the show with a history moment written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about the demise of that guy known as John Wesley Hardin.
You've got 4 sixes to beat, Grocer Brown. It was cooler than usual that August evening in 1895, when a smoldering feud between a lawman and a gunfighter came to a head in El Paso's Acme Saloon. The piano player plays an out-of-tune version of the popular After the Ball is Over, while dice are being tossed for drinks at the bar. The saloon's batwing doors slowly swing open, and in steps an aging John Selman, a shootist turned constable. In a matter of seconds, shots from Selman's .45 caliber pistol closed a chapter in the dark side of Texas history. John Wesley Hardin, gunfighter, lies dead on the floor of the Acme Saloon. This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Is that you or Bernie playing that piano?
That was me.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Good stuff there, you, John Wesley Hardin.
And yes, there were more than 2 shots. Everybody keeps going, it's 4 shots, but if I'd put that many in, it would have sounded like a machine gun.
But they, well, actually, if you want to get technical, they took one in the back of the head or in the eye or whatever, and then
blood everywhere.
Well, the thing is, the ones he hit the ground, he shot him again a bunch of times.
Of course. Oh. He didn't want him back up.
That's going to happen again out of Concordia coming up. We're going to talk about that this hour. But in the meantime, we need to tell you about this historical, hysterical commission.
Is he more guys. Like hysterical? Yes.
Yeah, those guys have a meeting.
The El Paso County Historical Commission meets normally every second Monday of the month. And the upcoming meeting will be August 8th. Next month. Excuse me. I've got
Monday, September 12th. That didn't change on yours?
No. You gave me the wrong one. No. What is the date?
Monday, September the 12th.
Well, there you go.
2016.
At 11:30 a.m. And it's held at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte.
That part's right.
Right. Yeah, down at the downtown branch, which is at 401 East Main Street. And if you have more questions or you're interested in getting involved, it's open to the public. So call Bernie at 915-581-7920.
All right. This hour, we're going to take on a group of people. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but the one guy that rolled in here said he had a hard name. What was that guy's name?
Mr. J.W. Hardin, Esquire, sir.
Oh, Esquire. Ooh.
And your purpose today?
I'm here to call you. We're promoting my demise, apparently.
Well, we're having a party.
And we have other people in the room. Who are these other people that you brought with you, John Wesley Hardin?
Well, I didn't bring that one.
Who's he?
I'm Constable John Selman. I'm the one that is responsible for Mr. Hardin's demise.
And was there anybody else involved, somebody like who got him in trouble with, I don't know, Martin Moroz, somebody else?
Well, I am Miss Beulah, John Wesley Hardin's woman, who seemed to stir up trouble wherever I land.
Now, tell me what's going to happen here, because you three are going to be out at Concordia Cemetery next Saturday night.
The 20th.
And it's at like 6 o'clock you show up at Concordia.
Well, the gates open at 6.
Yes.
And so you guys are going to be there. And what's going to happen, John Wesley Hardin?
We are going to, this group in 2016 called Six Guns and Shady Ladies, they're going to recreate, some of the more notable events of my 4-month stay in El Paso.
You were here only 4 months?
4 months. April 1895 is when I arrived.
And it wasn't your choice to leave, as I understand it.
No, not really.
So in a gunfight, John Wesley Hardin, we heard the history moment. You took a couple of shots, four to be exact, and somehow you didn't make it anywhere but the cemetery. And so there you are.
Yeah, you know, everything. I heard a shot go off, and everything turned dark after that.
And now you somehow arrived here in the radio station.
Yes.
And after all these years, you're going to go reenact your own death.
Yes.
Oh, God, this is so weird.
Yes.
What else can we know here? Yeah, grab the mic. You got to grab the mic.
I thought these boys were going to have some words here.
We will.
So I would. I think we need to set that.
We
up.
Will.
One shot the other. I'm guessing.
Hey, yes. All right.
Hey, Selman. I want to have a word with you.
What about?
I want to talk to you about that no good, dirty, low down son of yours.
Which one?
Which one? What? He got more than one low down, dirty son. The one that arrested my woman, robbed her $50.
Yeah, she had it coming. She was disturbing the peace and just running wild in the streets.
Hey, don't go for that gun. I am not armed.
Well, you better go get yourself a gun.
I'll get a gun, and I'll come back here and meet you smoking. And that don't mean we're going to meet for cigars.
Okay, this was going on in the streets of downtown El Paso.
That was on the afternoon of August 19, 1895.
1895, that
yes.
Late in the history.
Yes.
And
Selman,
so
Hardin and Selman had this little confrontation because John Selman's son, Constable John Selman Jr., arrested Miss Beulah. Why did they arrest you, Beulah?
Well, I was just frankly very bored. You know, Mr. Hardin had been my constant companion, as you know, over there. I'm speaking of you. Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And you went out of town.
I did. Legal business.
Yeah. I know what kind of business that was. That was monkey business over in Phoenix,
legal,
New Mexico.
Legal business.
That was a den of iniquity.
That could have been.
Anyway, no one would drink with me. No one would share any time with me. They were all afraid of you. And so there I was. I had to have my own entertainment. What was a girl to do? So I decided I got a little too much to drink. And then the next thing I knew, I started shooting up the bar. And my goodness sakes, things went downhill from there. Oh, then I was arrested.
Yeah.
I was thrown in jail.
Yeah.
I was fined $50.
$50, one for each.
When the going rate was only $15, because I was your woman. That's what caused me to be fined more than the normal person.
Well, sure, blame it on me.
Always. It was never my fault.
Well, of course not.
If you'd been around to take care of me and drink with me, I wouldn't have had to get in trouble.
Hey, I was doing my job, legal business. I was a lawyer, you know.
It was still all your fault. Never mind.
So later that evening,
yes,
Hardin was in a bar.
Acme Saloon.
And hanging out, doing his thing, rolling dice, as we heard
rolling
from the history moment.
Grocer Brown.
And what was the last thing the man said before he died?
Well, I was up there at the bar in the Acme Saloon, San Antonio Street, well, two or so blocks east of the Plaza Hotel, what is the Plaza Hotel today. I was rolling dice with a guy, a grocer named Brown, and we were rolling for drinks, and I rolled the dice, and I said, Brown, you have four sixes to beat.
You actually rolled four sixes?
Four sixes.
Now, was there sixes on every side of that dice?
Well,
die. We don't want to know that.
At least four of them.
Four of them. So you rolled four sixes.
I did.
And then what did Selman do, Mr. Selman?
I came through the door, and I saw Hardin look me right in the eye, and before he could shoot me, I shot him down. He hit the floor, and I shot him a couple more times for good measure.
Yeah.
Just in case I missed, I had my son across the street with a rifle.
Whoa.
Looked me in the eye. He shot me in the back of the head.
Oh, goodness.
Well, wasn't that kind of dastardly for that time period, considering you shot him in the back?
Back of the head.
Were you that scared?
It was very prudent judgment on my part.
Jeez.
Back of the head. And he claimed I looked him in the eye.
Well, was it a mirror? It was a mirror there.
Well,
right?
Now, I'll tell you this. The coroner, you know, he did his job, and he didn't find any eyes in the back of my head.
They'd all been shot off, I guess. That's the way that goes. All right, so let's take this down now to the future. We've got these three professionals who are actually volunteer actors on a given day in here on your own time to explain the history of El Paso. And for that, I thank all three of you. Actually, four of you, because there's another shady lady over here.
No, it's the sun's out, so I'm not so shady.
Oh, she's the shadiest of all.
You guys have probably done more for promoting El Paso history than any group around that I'm aware of. for the longevity. I mean, you. I remember three out of four of you, or maybe you too, three out of four of you were in the video we did in the year 2000.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me.
Yeah, you weren't there yet.
Albert came a little bit after
but,
that.
But you three were, a guy picked you up, Ms. Morose.
Yes. At that time, he threw me over his shoulder and hauled me off to jail.
I thought that was a little bizarre because we have that on video. If you want to see that, that's still out there. All right. Let's introduce the real people here because they're going to go do this John Wesley Harden thing coming up here on the 20th, starting at 6 o'clock, get out to the cemetery. But they do this in the cemetery.
Right in front of Harden's grave.
Got to wonder what that's all about. Dr. Albert Burnham. Thank you, sir, Mr. Harden. Kenneth Smith, who is Selman, Patricia Kidney, Miss Beulah. And Miss Beulah was the lady who sort of like got Harden's attention, but you had a husband at the time.
Well, I had several of them.
Oh.
And I just didn't bother divorcing.
Oh.
I just left one and picked up another one, changed my name, and we came into the El Paso area because my husband, my current husband, Martin Morose, was running from the law. He was wanted for cattle rustling up in New Mexico.
Good thing you didn't have the internet back then. You'd have been nailed.
Oh, I know. But as it turned out, his famous last words, or we like to say words to live or die by, were to tell me this, Beulah, go to El Paso and get me a lawyer.
Oh, did you ever?
And I did get a really handsome, charismatic lawyer. And pretty soon we forgot about my husband in Juarez.
Oh, he was over there in jail or something?
He had just gotten out of jail, yes. But he was fighting extradition.
Quick question. Do we know, I mean, there were several lawyers in El Paso at that time. Why did she end up with Harden?
Well, Harden had just come to town in April. And this was all in April, just a couple of weeks after Harden arrived. And Harden had done what all lawyers did at that time, self-promotion. A lot of information in the local newspapers. And it was just easy to find him. I think besides that, he was very good looking.
Well, he also may be looking for something to do.
Absolutely.
I'll bet I see.
And I had a lot of money when I walked in. I had Martin's money with me.
Oh, where'd you? What? How much?
Ooh, oh, over $3,000.
Back in 1895?
That's right.
You could have bought a hotel for that downtown.
I was a very good rustler.
I bet you were. Well, 1895 was a really interesting turning point in El Paso history. That was one of the last big gunfights. It really wasn't a gunfight because it was one way.
No, it was definitely one way.
But that's the event there.
And the victim didn't even fire back.
Right. But that's why the other guy fired first, so there wouldn't be any fireback. So, okay, this is August 20th, sponsored by Concordia Heritage Association. Entertainment by Six Guns and Shady Ladies. And you're reenacting the 4 months of Harden's life in El Paso, April through August, 1895. 121 years.
Yep.
August 19th is the actual date.
It is. That's Friday.
But you've gotten to where it's better to do this on a Saturday. That makes just it, for the crowds.
Yeah, it makes it better for the people because weeknights are hard for everyone. And we get such a good turnout on Saturdays, too. And the weather's perfect.
Melissa Sargent is one of the original Six Guns ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be doing this, and you all go take over the cemetery, and what happens?
Well, they're going to, at the gates open, people can come in and they can wander around. They can see Six Guns is getting ready, talk to them. They can check out Harden's gravesite. And the gates will actually be open to his... his jail cell that he's kept for eternity in, and they can get a closer look at the historic plaque that's in there. We're also going to have some great gifts that we're going to be giving away. We have some raffle tickets you can buy. We're also going to be doing our annual special toast, which is to Harden, which we'll have for everybody there. It won't be alcohol. It will be a nice soft drink because it's a county rule. We can't have alcohol in the cemetery.
You can't tell what I'm drinking.
Right. And the whole thing of the annual meeting of the historical John Wesley Harden meeting is, there has been a group for years and years and years that used to meet out there at night at the time that Harden died. Correct, Patricia?
That's right.
You're talking about like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Well, we would meet at 10:30 at night in costume, and we would gather around the grave and point our car lights toward the grave and commemorate John Wesley Harden's history and then drink a toast. And fire off a couple of rounds.
Wake up the neighbors.
Oh, yes. and
call the cops,
all those different things.
So now you're doing it earlier in the day, using Kool-Aid, and the neighbors are invited, right? The neighbors are invited.
Well, and it's a fundraiser for the cemetery.
Oh, there you
all
go.
The monies that we raise that night go back to the continuing preservation and protection of Concordia Cemetery, because it's sponsored really by Concordia Heritage Association, who are the official caregivers of Concordia Cemetery.
This is the secret society of John Wesley Hardin.
That's right. And you could become a member, too.
If you got some details on that, what do you got? We'll call Patricia or...
Melissa has some information.
What it is, for $5, you get a membership to the John Wesley Hardin Secret Society. You get a membership card, which is one of his playing cards, a reproduction of the playing cards that John Wesley Hardin used to shoot at a distance as a giveaway and for drinks and everything else.
Did he actually hit those cards?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a hole already in it when he threw it?
No. We've actually seen
that's
the
how I would have done it.
Yeah, we've actually seen the real thing in people's exhibits.
How do you hit a card like that? That's crazy.
He was an excellent shot.
What was the distance?
Five long paces.
And so the guy throws the card up and hope he doesn't...
No. It would be put up on a wall.
It would be tacked on a tree or on a wall.
Oh, they didn't throw it in the air?
No.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. I might be able to look at that.
We will have a test. You come out to the cemetery, and we'll have you pace it off, and we'll have you...
Hold it.
Yeah, we'll have you hold it. One of us shoot.
Right here on my forehead. Hey,
yes, yes.
Thank you very much. I can see who my friends are.
A modern-day William Tell.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe we should go to break while we still can, okay?
You're still alive.
Yeah, I'm still sitting here being alive.
Oh, so okay. We want to do the trivia.
Trivia.
Okay, for our second hour trivia, we have a special gift, though, today.
You
can either get one of the El Paso Gold DVDs, or we have a special package with a... Concordia Cemetery official John Wesley Hardin coffee cup or mug. We have a book written by Dean Underwood, which is a walking tour of Concordia Cemetery, and two free passes to the annual meeting of the John Wesley Hardin Secret Society. That's a pretty decent package.
And normally those are like $5 donation expected or requested.
Right, so you've got about a $28 package there. So.
All right, let's up the ante here. We're going to throw a Pepe's $20 in there.
Okay. Oh, you throw $20 in there. Okay.
I got $20 of Pepe's. Nobody got it in the first hour.
So they got three choices?
Put that in. No, put them all in there.
All of
them.
Okay, so you get dinner.
Give them the cup and the certificate and the book.
Okay, great.
The other choice would be a DVD.
Yeah.
We're making this up.
Obviously.
But do you have a good question?
Yes, I do. And they should all know this one if they've been listening. How long was John Wesley Hardin a resident of El Paso while still alive?
Oh, the call screener person, Evelyn, thinks she knows this.
No, you can't.
What if you're wrong?
No.
Ah, yeah. Evelyn Casari. I got that right. Ezequiel Valenzuela. I always get that one right because, you know, him I know.
We better get it right.
I've only known her for 50 years. Him I just met 10 years ago.
He has the switches.
Who cares? Call us up on this number and win this prize.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
You're not born knowing everything, but you can always learn. At Experian, we believe it's the same with managing your credit. With handy tools and answers about how credit works, you can learn to get better. Because credit isn't just a score. It's a skill. And we want you to master it. Go to Experian.com to enroll in Experian Credit Works today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-300-5440. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-300-5440. That's 1-800-300-5440. 1-800-300-5440.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-878-4307. 800-878-4307.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, got to tell you who's coming in here next week. First hour, Chamizal National Memorial turned 50 years old this year, and the entire park system in the United States turned 100 years old. So we've asked the superintendent of Chamizal to come in here. Gus Sanchez will be with us. We're going to talk about the dispute that created the Chamizal issue and why that old pesky river just kept giving land to the United States, taking it away from those Mexican people. But that's exactly what happened. Now, that's in hour one. Next week, hour two, we are going to meet the people who are buying the Camino Real Hotel. We asked them to come in and talk to us, and so we're going to hear about the history of that hotel and what they're going to preserve. And it's the Myers Group. Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Stuart Myers will be here. Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer Alan Losada. And Josh Myers, who is a director of the real estate development for the Myers Group. Those people in here next week's second hour. And they today in El Paso, Inc., we'll give that promo in a minute. There's a huge rundown of what they're finding in the Camino. They're finding secret rooms. They're finding secret stuff. Stuff all over.
Isn't Geraldo Rivera coming down to find out Al Capone's real safe?
Perhaps. They may have that in there.
John Dillinger.
John Dillinger. He was actually here. Also, that's next week on the 20th of August. August 27, a panel of community leaders coming in here. And we're going to look at the El Paso Juarez Valley. Talk about how these events in the history that we've had here, we can use those things to promote our region as a destination for heritage tourism. What a concept. We've been pushing this for decades. Let's talk about it with State Senator Jose Rodriguez, educator and icon. Rosa, you're an icon. Rosa Guerrero. And City Rep Jim Tolbert. Three influential people who have a capacity to do a few things and also been around a bit can help us discuss that. September 3rd, check this one out. This is something new we've cooked up yesterday. It's a cowboy campfire on the radio. We're going to get Cliff Seaman in here, Tim Thompson, talk about Western and cowboy songs, talk about our history with these two guys, and we've asked Bernie to join us. Bernie can make it?
Yep, he's going to be here.
Storyteller Bernie's going to be in. So that's September 3rd, 2 hours of cowboy songs. That's going to be kind of wild because they can do it.
Get along, little buddy.
They could do all day.
They could do all day because Cliff is the guy who is the narrator and guitar player for Six Guns and Shady Ladies.
Our troubadour.
Guy's good. All
got
right.
Connections everywhere.
And then down in September, we're going to talk about markers, and we're talk about the El Paso during the Civil War. And then we got a rundown of what the heck's going on with all the downtown buildings. There's a whole lot of them. All right, we got trivia. What's that trivia question?
Okay. I had an announcement, but you took it away from me. So I'm just going to do trivia.
Oh, I'm okay. Sorry. Do that then.
How long was John Wesley Hardin a resident of El Paso while alive?
Somebody knows that answer.
Ooh, I know.
You're dead anyway.
You were John in your former life.
That's right.
All right. Well, and we'll get back to your PSA. I didn't mean to step on you. As it goes, we've got Bob on the radio. Bob, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. 4 months.
4 months.
Oh,
oh,
what a
yeah.
smart guy.
That's close enough. Let's give it to him. No, that's the answer. Bob, you knew that.
How many hours?
You knew that before we talked about it.
How many hours and seconds?
John Wesley-Hard, just pipe down over there.
Yes, sir.
You've been dead for a long time. Just sit there.
Yeah.
So, Bob, you knew that already. You knew this history, right?
No, I just heard on the radio this morning.
Cool. Hey, I tell you what. If you want to come out to the cemetery next week, come on out.
He's going to because he's got 2 free passes.
Ah, you get 2. What else he get?
He gets a coffee cup, a John Wesley-Hard mug.
Oh.
He gets the walking tour of Concordia Cemetery written by Dean Underwood.
Oh, that's going to be cool. Now, Bob, you know how to pick this stuff up, right?
Yes, sir, and add a can of mosquito spray for it.
Fortunately, there's not too much water around there.
Oh, yes, there is.
I forgot the lake next door.
Just to bundle up a bit, and then these guys will shoot the mosquitoes one at a time.
Yeah, but bring a comfortable chair, wear some comfortable shoes that are closed-toed, just because we have ants and all kinds of wonderful things out there.
Evelyn Casari will come on and tell you how to pick this up, Bob. Thanks for playing. You know
Thanks
how this
for
works,
listening.
Right?
Thank you.
All right, you take her easy. That's going to be fun. Got another prize of a DVD here. We got two players left. In fact, we only have one question, but we have two players. If one guy gets the question, let's make up another one. Okay. We got DVDs to give away to these people. Are you ready for that?
All right.
All right, go to Tom. Tom, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've got another question for you. It's different, though. You ready to shoot for it?
Sure.
Okay. What is the last thing Harden said before he was killed?
Last thing he said.
You're breaking up.
Try it again.
I'm thinking in my head.
Are we losing?
Oh, I can't remember it. I'm blanking.
Oh, no.
Nope,
I hate that
it.
When that happens.
I didn't understand it. What did he say?
He couldn't remember.
I'm sorry for that. Well, thank you for playing here.
Thanks
next
for
week
listening.
We got some more going on. Thanks a lot. You take her easy. All right, let's go now to our next last caller, Sandra. On the radio. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Are you ready for the next question?
Well, I hope.
Okay. What is the last thing Harden said before he was killed?
You have to do better than 6. Die? He had 4 die.
Okay, you said 4 and 6. We're going to give it to you. Okay, in the room here, all together. Ready, ready for what Harden said? 1, 2, 3.
Brown, you have 4 sixes to beat.
And actually, she said it right. Die is correct because dice is a group.
Well, she had
die
4, and then she had the 6, so she's going to get the prize. You get yourself a DVD here. You want to read them off real quick, see which one she might?
We have Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 2 or 4. We have Gunfights of the Old West, which stars all of us.
Pick that one.
And Tom Lee's El Paso. And we have Waco Tanks and Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
Lot
which one would you like?
There. 3, 2, 1. Pick one.
Hello?
Gunfights.
Sandra.
Yes.
Pick a DVD.
Legends of El Paso's Mountain.
There you go. Thank you for playing. Appreciate that. Stay on the line here. Evelyn will come on and tell you how to pick it up.
Thank you so much.
Any other thoughts from you this morning?
Thank you for listening.
Pardon me?
Any other thoughts from you this morning?
Well, I always enjoy your show.
Thank you very much for listening. And tell about 75 of your closest friends, would you?
Okay.
All right, take it. Hold on. Don't go away. We have fun in here. We're not going to do this. I think basically that's the bottom line here. Okay. Moving on to the next event, which is probably going to be another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about El Paso. Your PSA already.
Well, no. I have a question here on the Facebook page, and it's so nice when we get these from Jesus Chuy Martinez. He wanted to know, and I want you to think about it, so we can come back after the break and answer it. But let me get to it where I can see it. It says, the Dark Angel of Texas. What did the people around town say about the way Selman dispatched Harden? Did they call him a coward? Where did Harden live during the brief time in El Paso?
Well, we know where his office was, right?
Yeah. But know where he lived, because there was another place that was a kind of a famous little...
All right, we'll talk about
obviously
that.
Obviously, he knows his facts.
After the break, we're going to have some interesting announcements from El Paso Inc., always. So we'll do that. I guess you can call us.
Facebooking is fine,
too.
Facebook's the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page. That's where we just saw the question from Jesus. Or call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all.
plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
YWCA El Paso is on a mission to empower children to be learners and leaders. If you're looking for an enriching, fun, and safe child care and after-school program for your kids, come to the YWCA. Because in life, children deserve the best, and you deserve peace of mind every step of the way. Learning together, growing together. YWCA El Paso, the educational partner you can trust. Call 519-0000 or visit YWCAElPaso.org to register and learn more.
YWCA, where the W makes a difference.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival 2016,
U-10, Drake, Florida Georgia Line,
and more,
is sold out. The only way in is to win September 23rd and 24th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Keep listening to win.
State Farm celebrates great artists and the good neighbors back home who helped make them who they are today. Go to NeighborhoodSessions.com to check out Artist Stories, a brand new music series created by State Farm Neighborhood Sessions.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, folks, here's what's happening this week only in El Paso, Inc.
The secrets of the Camino Real, what soon to be new owners of El Paso's most historic hotel are finding hidden inside.
Interesting stuff. Also in El Paso, Inc., why local officials are rushing to save the new visitor center for Franklin Mountain State Park. What? The one they thought was all set and ready to build ain't happening.
And the El Paso Inc. is adding to its list of private sector investments in downtown, bringing it to more than 20 major projects.
A lot going on downtown. That's all on the El Paso Inc. Online, elpasoinc.com, and available for home and business delivery.
Call 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
I am just going to do that. Wait a minute, I already get this thing.
Hey, we've been getting it for years. It's a great paper.
I've been getting in the driveway. How about you?
Yeah, and they actually have spell check.
Oh, even better. Yeah, well, the wife is the spell check.
I know.
And it's hard to get something
don't
past,
cross with
past
me.
Her. All right, in the house here, we've got the folks from Concordia Heritage Association and Six Guns and Shady Ladies. We've got Beulah Moroz, a.k.a. Patricia Kidney. We've got Ken Smith, a.k.a. A Given Day, You're Somebody Else. I don't know who you are. Oh, no.
He doesn't know.
You're Selman. There you go. And then John Wesley Burnham, Albert, hey. Doctor, PhD, John Harden.
Professor of History, El Paso Community College.
There you are.
Piling it higher and deeper with PhD.
And we took in a Facebook question.
Right.
And Dr. Ken over here, You need a microphone.
The question basically was, where did Harden live in his short time here? And also, what did the people think of this shooting? What did, you know, did they think Constable Selman was a coward? Was Harden a hero? You know, what was the...
Well, he lived at the Herndon boarding house. And as far as the killing of Harden by Selman, they thought Selman had done the proper thing in killing Harden and taking no chances. Some admitted that while Harden's death was probably a good thing for El Paso, they thought he should have been given a better chance.
But that's the point. You give him a chance, you won't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would have been Selman buried instead of Harden, probably.
Well, but then you turn that on, and what was it, a year later, Selman got buried?
No, less than that.
Yeah, Selman.
Like 6 months?
Six months?
Yeah.
April, Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday,
Easter Sunday, April 6th or so, 1896.
It would have been 96 by then. And so mm-hmm. What was the details on that? Now, is that part of something you're reenacting sometime?
Yes, that is going to be part of our show on next Saturday. Selman, he was put on trial for the murder of Harden. His lawyer was one Albert Fall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Another famous name.
Yes. Pay me and you got it.
And this is where it comes, where Selman said, Harden looked me in the eye. Albert Fall, being a good lawyer, went down to the Acme Saloon and stood pretty much right where Selman stood when he shot Harden. Standing at the bar, right about where Harden stood, was some guy taking a drink. The guy at the bar happened to look up, and there, like you mentioned earlier, there was a big old mirror behind the bar.
Uh-huh.
And Fall's eyes and this guy's eyes met, but through the mirror.
Uh-huh.
And so when Selman said, oh, he looked me in the eye, well, yeah, but through the reflection of the mirror. And so Selman was put on trial for the murder of Harden. It was a hung jury.
Pardon the expression.
Yes. The vote was, it was either 9-3 for acquittal or 10-2, depending on your source. But Selman was awaiting retrial. And in the wee hours of the morning, Easter Sunday, April 1896, he got into a drunken dispute with George Scarborough, Deputy U.S. Marshal. Now, Scarborough was involved in the killing of Martin Moroz the previous June of 1895.
It gets deep with you people.
Yes, it does.
God.
Yeah, deeper, like Melissa was just saying.
That's why you wear boots.
Yes. And Selman's son, John Selman Jr., was over in Juarez sitting in a jail. He was in love with a Mexican woman, probably underage. But anyway...
You don't know that.
No, she was young.
You do
she
know
was
that.
Young, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, Selman wanted to help Scarborough to help him get John Jr. out of jail, and Scarborough agreed. Well, then somehow Selman was drunk, and he...
Sunday morning.
Yeah, early wee hours.
Uh-huh.
And the two of them got into a little spat with each other, and Selman pulled his gun... and may have shot himself in the leg when he did it. And, remember, he was drunk, and Scarborough was not drunk. Scarborough drew also, and Selman fired the first shot. Scarborough shot back, killed Selman.
That alleyway is downtown El Paso.
The Wigwam Saloon.
Adjacent to Wigwam Saloon
and
today.
The alley is between the building... where Harden had his law office,
right.
And the Wigwam Saloon.
With the bank
building,
in between, but yeah.
The building that burned down a few years ago.
My question is, going back to Selman shooting him in the back because of his fear of being killed himself, I know that Harden had threatened people, but he'd been in jail for a long time. He'd
15
gotten
years.
Out, yeah. He had gotten out, he'd moved here, was supposedly trying to get a new life going. He still had an alcohol issue, but... what were the chances in all your research that he may not have really come out and tried to kill Selman's son? I mean, do you think there was a chance? I mean, because you go back to the fodder, was Constable Selman just overreacting?
I think so. Harden hadn't killed anybody in over 15 years. And he came to El Paso. When he got out of jail, he didn't kill anybody. He came to El Paso, he didn't kill anybody. But I think he... played on his own reputation.
Yeah,
people were still scared of him.
Yeah,
or in awe of him, and he took advantage of that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
and there were still people who wanted to be the top gun in the mm-hmm. West.
Yeah.
This was sort of the theme. You always wanted to be known as the person who had been better than the one who had the best reputation.
Yeah. Well, that's why we know Selman.
and Selman. That was Selman's interest. Yeah. And so that's that little feud was there. There were some other undercurrent issues between that.
Well, Selman also wasn't an angel himself. He had been a cattle rustler, I believe, like a lot of lawmen who had been on the bad side of the badge and then turned over to the from the dark side to the light side.
And so then Scarborough killed Selman.
Scarborough killed Selman.
Okay, who knows where Scarborough's buried?
Oh, I do. He's in Deming.
Yeah, New Deming or is it Columbus?
It's not Deming. Columbus.
It's Deming. Okay.
Deming, New Mexico.
There you go. Yeah. So that's a small world here.
But he was put on trial for killing Selman, and he was acquitted.
Oh, yeah. Let's do an overlay here. At the same time, all this is going on, and the last couple of gunfights are occurring. The Woman's Club of El Paso was forming. I'm serious.
Oh yeah. I mean, this
1894. The Woman's Club was formed. And this was the kind of stuff they wanted to stop.
The doors were closing on the
They were stopping
West.
The gambling. Was, yes. They were stopping the drinking.
They were petitioning the city to close the saloons.
Right, right.
They brought in a temperance agitator in January of 1896.
And who was that?
In our version, it's Ruby Begonia.
Okay. Yeah. But I get your point.
But there was an actual event. And it was, you know, it was one of those things that the good women were constantly trying to improve the town and to get rid of the saloons and the evil environment.
Well, you had to make it safe in the streets for you to shop and go, your children. You know, you didn't want bad influence on your children.
That's
right.
One of the main thoroughfares downtown was called Utah Street.
Right. And El Paso was growing at that time, too. And a city's not going to grow if you have a crime problem. I mean, to this day, we have that problem with Mexico affecting us.
And in case you're wondering, it was an instant on when the railroad showed up. Oh, boom, we got crime now. But that's just what happened.
Yes.
Everything just came. Well, you had bricks and mortar, and you could build big buildings, but also you had the whores and the other crowd show up.
I contend, and I have no proof for this, mind you, but I contend that the intersection of El Paso and San Antonio streets in downtown was the single most dangerous intersection in all of America.
Gary, I agree with you from what I've heard you guys talk about.
All those gunfights that took place there. The Four Dead in 5 Seconds gunfight.
Absolutely.
Studenmeier was killed there. Johnson was killed there.
And
there were other ones.
The alley was, you can connect the alley to that.
Wyatt Earp witnessed two gunfights right near there in 1885.
And it's the Paso del Norte Hotel front yard now.
Yes.
So that's going to be big future history. We need to take one more break here. Let's do that. You can call us. I see we do seem to have a caller coming in.
Okay.
What is that phone number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART. That's 800-480-1941 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Experian wants you to be better at credit. While maxing out credit cards could hurt your credit score, you should keep unused cards open because it increases your debt-to-available credit ratio, which is a good thing. Go to Experian.com to learn more.
The El Paso History Show with Jackson Polk and Melissa Sargent is this Saturday at 10 a.m. with 100 years of National Park history. And we meet the people buying the Camino Real Hotel. The El Paso History Show is sponsored by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Cañitillo. Ask for the radio-free salsa sampler. EPHistory.com for radio show podcasts, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, and Monterey Asset Management Company. Join us for the El Paso History Show, Saturday at 10 a.m.
Oh, my God!
When you win your tickets to our iHeartRadio Music Festival at the T-Mobile Arena this September, you could win the grand prize. The penthouse at Aria Sky Suites. A brand new 2017 Mazda CX-3. Access to sound checks, after parties, and so much more.
Brought to you by the CW's new Fearless Fall lineup. Don't miss The Flash, Arrow, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, and the newest member of the team, Supergirl. It all starts with the premiere of The Flash on Tuesday, October 4th at 8, 7 Central, only on the CW.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got a caller on the phone, but we've also got a quick thought about Facebook, young lady.
Yeah, we've got some great friends out there on the Facebook page that put some wonderful pictures of old El Paso. They're submitted that they've dug up, as well as other people that are members of these Facebook pages have put up themselves. And one of the pages is Remember in El Paso When, which is managed by Barbara Bainey Given and Mario Robles. And another great El Paso picture site on Facebook is El Paso and the Surrounding Area Way Back When, which is run by Mark Lindell. So these are great things. They do a lot of good work.
They got 27,000 plus members on one of those.
Yeah, all right. Lots of pictures.
Moving on to history. Oh, we got not only any caller, the caller named Ellie Azar. Good morning, senor.
Hey, Jackson. How are you? Great show. I always listen to yours after mine. So always nice. And listen, you mentioned the temperance movement. And I wonder, when I was reading my history, I learned that the reason that that movement started against alcohol in the saloons is because at the time the law was that the men, when they worked, they got their salaries, and the law was that the salaries belonged to men. And they would go to these saloons and drink and lose all their money, and the women and children, you know, their rent wasn't being paid, they had no food. And that's the reason the temperance movement got started. And
sounds
then, of
good.
Course, it joined the voting, for women right to
suffrage,
vote.
Yeah.
They joined the suffragette movement, joined together. But it was all based around trying to protect women, children, and the money that belonged to the family. And that's when the new laws started to come out protecting women and men. And I wanted to find out if that was accurate, that your guests might know that.
Eliezer, this is Patricia. Yes, that is, from my research, that is true. Because if you'll remember, the women were considered property of men. Still, it was under this Victorian era. And women and children, and they had no say-so. So the men pretty much had free reign. So they thought if they could take away the alcohol, it would at least get them more inclined to spend time at home.
Right, and protect them because the money was being wasted.
Exactly.
They were
kicked
out of their homes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And speaking of all that, you want to meet us in a bar after the show? We're ready. we're going to Tosca. We'll see you there.
Hey, you got it. Talk to you then.
Thanks a lot. You take care. He didn't think I was serious, but we're going to go to Tosca. They're not a sponsor anymore, but they got food. We're going to go down the hill there. And our other major sponsor, Pepe's. By the way, get out to Pepe's when you can. We're not going to do it today. But Pepe's is an amazing place.
Oh, amazing service
it's
and
great,
wonderful people.
Great food here.
It's like family when you get there.
It really is.
There's
all
no
right,
strangers.
A couple of minutes left here to talk about things. What do we need to talk about here at the end of the show here? Dr.
Well,
Burnham.
For the longest time, Mr. Hardin's grave was unknown as to where it was located in Concordia.
So he was buried in 1895, theoretically.
Yes.
And when did they find him?
July 31st, 1959.
Really?
Yes. C.L. Sonicson from UTEP, or Texas Western as it was.
Right then, yeah.
Or School of Mines, depending on how far back. Anyway, he got on this, C.L. Sonicson got on this on behalf of the Hardin family in the 1940s. And they went, and they eventually went to the, Concordia had a caretaker back then. They went to the caretaker and said, can you show us where Hardin's grave is? And the guy said, no, I will not show you. I do not want people tramping into my cemetery, vandalizing and things like that, and looking for this guy's grave. I won't tell you. And apparently the record books for Concordia were kept in a safe, and he wouldn't open the safe.
Oh, dear.
And so Sonicson and his group kept working on this guy, and he wouldn't reveal the location. Eventually, the guy retired. The new caretaker came in, and Sonicson and his group went to work on this guy. And eventually, they wore him down, and so he said, "Oh, okay, I'll show you." On July 31, 1959, he looked up the records. They drove out to the spot, and the guy looked around, saw some landmarks, and he walked around, and he put an X on the ground or a cross, something. And anyway, he said, "This is it, within a few feet. Within a few feet, this is it." And so they finally found the grave of Mr. Hardin, and it wasn't until, however, 1965 that a headstone was put in.
Okay. And when did and this research in the 40s was being done for the family?
For the family of Hardin, yeah.
Was it their desire at that time to come get him?
There was a dispute in the family about that. Some said yes, bring him back to East Texas. Some said no, leave him in El Paso.
But in 1995, there was an effort to take Hardin out of here, was there not, Miss Beulah?
Absolutely.
What happened?
Well, we got word and we met them. His grave was surrounded by gunfighters. And we were ready to fight them off. They were not going to sneak him out in the dead of night like they planned to.
They were going to dig him up and take him out?
They were going to dig him up and take him out.
In 1995?
In 1995, in August.
Wow.
And so Judge Marsh, Herb Marsh, was the judge at the time. He got an injunction, and then we went to court and eventually won.
That's the end of the story of Hardin. He's still there.
He's here.
Go
see
him.
Come see him,
next Saturday night. And he will be there in full glory as you reenact his demise. And according to my clock, we're out of here. So we'll see you next week.
Bye, folks.
Thank
Adios.
You all for coming in here. John Wesley Hardin Events next Saturday night.
Bye, folks.
Melissa, we'll do this again.
Yes.
And thank you in the control room, Evelyn Kasari. And Sergio. EPHistory.com for details about the radio show. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690.